I mean, you know, that's my running back. You know, I do anything for my running back. So whoever's in the way, if he needs yards, that's what they got to get out the way, push him out of the way.
You're his favorite lineman.
He's my favorite running back. I hope we are on the same team. I consider myself really explosive, tough player, real physical player.
And how is playing like that out there in the big games, how is that going to help the transition to the next league?
I don't think crowd, you know, the number of people attending the game will affect my game, you know, my level of play. You know, my mentality right now is not even – you know, thinking about the draft. I'm just trying to perform well at pro day and just stay in shape. That's the only thing I'm focused on right now. You know, it's widely known the guards aren't drafted that high. You know, if that did happen, I would be, you know, honored as a player that plays guard, but that's not my thought. I'm not thinking about that right now. Came from a movie.
You know,
my mom and my dad went to go see a movie, and the main character name was Chance. That's where it came from.
Larry Warford, table 8.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't born yet. Pretty easy. You know, just don't turn on ESPN or NFL Network. I just try to stay focused on, you know, the task at hand, and I know I'm not perfect, but I just try to work on the little details of what I got to work on and just get better every day. Not really. I play anywhere. You know.
What was it like to play for Jeff Stoutland?
That's my guy right there. Really explosive coach. We kind of work hand in hand because he compliments me and I compliment him. He's a real go-getter as a coach, and that's all he preaches is come off the ball fast, so it worked well for me. And, you know, kudos to him getting the job with the Eagles, you know, and much respect. How much did we do a day? I didn't bench today. No, not at all. Actually, we played Florida 2 years ago, and it was really hot, and I was, you know, that jersey's a little tight, you know, so I had to roll it up, and it just been like that ever since. I didn't even know it was a signature till somebody told me. That's just what I had to do. I was hot. I do it in practice and in the game. They told me I probably won't be able to do it here. I'd get fined, so, you know, we'll find out. No. You know, it's a blessing. Guys bless me with this ability. You know, and I just work with what I have, and I'm appreciative of what I have, and I try to apply, you know, the things that God's given me and just amplify them as much as possible. I thought everybody was like this. You know, everybody's good, you know, just working what you're good at. Yep. I haven't had a chance to talk with him lately, but, you know, I'm pretty sure I'll run into him sometime between now and the draft. Not very hard, you know, considering he's a very explosive back himself. He's an excellent back. He's been exceptional since his freshman year at Alabama, and he just continues to get better. So, you know, he'll be in the Hall of Fame one day. Yeah, he's durable, man. Not at all. Everybody knows that. Yeah. I mean, it makes me feel good, you know, to, you know, need the level of respect in that manner. But at the same time, I don't really pay attention to that too much. You know, I know where I came from. I know where I started. And that's the same mentality that I have now. You know, I appreciate the praise, but nothing's perfect. I'm human. You know, I make mistakes.
Earl Watford, James Madison, and, bar, table
I'm just going to continue to get better.
Watford, table one.
What part of your game do you take most
pride? I like being physical and explosive. I like that word a lot, explosive. I consider myself to be very explosive. And, you know, if, in terms of a word, you know, I want to be the definition of that word. It was like that in high school. I just picked it up to took it to another level in college after I learned a little bit about how to be more explosive with my steps. It's like the mini NFL. You know, if you're not on time, hold up, if you're not early, what is it? If you're not early, you're late. If you're not, no. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, what? There you go. There you go. Exactly. All I know is if it's 10:30, I'm getting there at 9 o'clock. So, and it's been like that since my freshman year, and everybody's programmed that way. That's just how we do it at Alabama. First and foremost, I want to give it up to God for making me 6'2". I appreciate that because I can get under players very well with, you know, not a lot of difficulties. That's just technique, technique from my coaches, Coach Joe Pendry and Coach Jeff Stoutland. They do a really good job just explaining us how to take a step and exploring on your second step. And, you know, I'm taking that with me wherever I go. He's a very intelligent player, and I'm pretty sure he told you that. He just knows everything about everything, and it's not very hard to, you know, let it all hang out and just unload on a player when you know that he knows when to get off a block or vice versa. So, you know, when you have a player that knows what everybody's doing and, you know what you're doing and everybody else is doing, it's pretty easy. You know, off the field, which I think is more important, I think everybody who graduated or is leaving the team this year has a mentality of trying to be the best at their position no matter where they get drafted. I feel like a lot of players have a chip on their shoulder, even though we won the national championship. And we all want to strive to be the best players in our position as possible. That goes from Eddie Lacy, Nico Johnson, myself, Bear Jones, DJ Fluker, so on and so forth. That's just the mentality that we have at that school and that program that Coach Saban instilled in us. Very loud, man. And he's asking you to give all you have, you know, for your teammate. Very inspirational player. Brings out the best in you. And he compliments any teammate because he's going to get the most out of you in any situation. Are you asking me who's my favorite running back? Like I said before, Trent, you know, he was already fast, physical, you know, explosive. He was a raw talent, and he already had it, you know, as a freshman. Eddie, it took him a little bit longer to catch on, but Eddie works very hard. And I tell everybody that Eddie's my favorite running back because he worked so hard to get to where he's at now. And he's only going to get better. So, you know, in terms of running styles, Trent will run through a guy, and Eddie will spin around a guy. So that's the difference.
You're not playing a very glamorous position. Did you come to grips with that early on?
I'm not a glamorous person. You know, look at what I'm wearing. You know, I love it, though. I love being big and mean. You know, that's what I like.
What
I had the option to play defense, but I love offensive line, and I embrace what I do. I love what I do, and it's not a job to me. So that's why I like it. I love it so much. It's not hard. You know, you just get into that zone and you just block everything out and you know what you have to do and you have to execute on your play. And, you know, whoever's playing against you is the enemy. And I don't know them. They don't know me. So it's fair game. Yes, but as I got to college, I kind of understood it a little bit better in terms of you know, no mercy. You know, it's not play. You know, this is a real game. And I think that's the mentality that you're going to have going to the next level. Informally, yes. Not familiar. Cyrus Kwanjo is... super athletic. I haven't seen a tackle like him in a while. He's going to be a top three pick, I think. He's very young, but he's already experienced enough to be on anybody's team at left tackle. And, you know, I'm excited to see how well he's going to be in the future because he's only like 19 or 20. I think he just turned 20. So.
Anything else? All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you.